Radio.
This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers, welcome to Catitude. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. What a special show do I have for you today. I have not one, but three guests today, and we're going to talk about life advice from a very special feline. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome John Riddle and his grandsons, Alex and Gavin. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to have you. So, you, all three of you, wrote this clever little book called Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles.
Yes, it was a fun project to work on together.
So, John, you're an author. You've written many, many books.
Yes.
Right? And you decided, have you written a book with your grandsons before?
No, this is the first book I've written with my grandsons. Some years ago, I wrote a book with my oldest daughter, Bonnie, when she was in college. So it's always fun to write books with people in your family. And I'm so happy that two of my grandsons said, hey, we'll do the book with you as long as our cat can do it as well.
Oh, that was the thing. Okay. So as long as their cat could do it. And is there an age range for this book?
Well, actually, if you can read and you'd like to laugh, there's really no age limit. We've had people in their young elementary school to their senior years, and they've sent us messages and emails, and they just think the book is just so outrageously funny.
Very funny and really cool. So you gave me a little hint here, but is there a real Mr. Dill Pickles who inspired
the
book?
Yes, Mr. Dill Pickles.
Okay, so first, how did you get the name Dill Pickles or Mr. Dill Pickles? But I can understand the Mr., but Dill Pickles.
Me and my brother like to eat pickles, and it's one of our favorite foods.
But you had to add the dill. You only like the dill pickles?
Yeah.
No gherkins, no sweet bread and butter pickles for you guys, right?
Right. And they thought Mr. Dill Pickles sounded kind of classy, so that one stuck.
Yes, very classy. Not only do I love cats, but I also love pickles. So tell us about the real Mr. Dill Pickles.
He really likes to play, and he's very energetic.
Okay. And what kind of a cat is he? A certain breed or just a mix? Was he a rescue?
He's a tuxedo cat. And once he got to the house, he pretty much decided that he was going to be the king of the castle.
Like, don't they all, right? I have a tux too, but yours has a better name. Mine is Molly. Yours is, you know, Mr. Dill Pickles, which sounds very fancy. Does he like pickles?
He likes to lick them. He doesn't really eat them.
Doesn't really eat them. Okay, not up his alley. Okay, so tell me, what makes Mr. Dill Pickles qualified to give life advice? John, do you want to take this one?
Well, the kids wanted to add something first.
Oh, Mr. Dill Pickles knows that he is filled with great wisdom. And being a generous cat that he is, he wanted to pass along some advice.
Okay. All right. Very good. And then, John, what did you think of having, you know, Mr. Dill Pickles give life advice?
Well, I figured, like you said, with all cats, they feel like they rule the roost, they're the king of the castle. So I figured Mr. Dill Pickles would certainly have a lot to say about advice for cats and really as humans as well, if you read between the lines.
Yep, I do. Got it. Let's talk about some of the more poignant pieces of advice that are in the book. What would you say are some? Because you have several.
Sound like you pay rent. Which, especially at 3 a.m. They need to know you have thoughts.
Okay.
And show love in weird ways. Headbutts, purring, presenting a half-dead mouse, they'll get it.
Oh, so you think that is one of the best pieces of advice when the cat brings you a reward?
Yes.
So I have to say, the only thing my cats brought me was a lizard because I'm in South Florida and I'm okay with that. I don't know if I would do so well with a bird or a rodent. Has Mr. Dill Pickles brought you either of those things?
Not really yet, but he's still quite young.
Oh, how old is he?
He just turned a year a couple months ago.
So pretty much, it's kind of like a kitten still. John, what is your favorite piece of advice in the book?
Favorite piece of advice?
There's actually two of them. It's number 5. Never come when called, and also meow at closed doors, because what cat does not like to meow every time the door is closed?
That is so true. Actually, my partner, I'll see him, you know, we both work from home, and I'll see him on the couch when what's happening, done for the day. No, Molly wanted me to come sit with her. I said, really? You can't just ignore the meow? No, I cannot. So true. And, you know, I have to say the advice number 6, stare into the void, and the fact that you put the cat fun cat, that cats can see UV lights. I had another guest tell me that they called it cat TV, when cats just stare at nothing like your couch cushion or the wall, just glaze over staring like that.
They do love to stare, that's for sure.
I think that's one of their specialties. Okay, how did you come up with the cat fun facts?
I figured along with the advice from Mr. Dill Pickle, there should be a fun fact that's kind of semi-serious and sometimes serious. So we thought that would be a nice mix. And based on reader feedback, they like both the funny advice from Mr. Dill Pickles and the cat fun facts.
Yeah, I love both. I love both. And so true. I'm reading the cat fun facts and I've been doing Catity for 8 years. So I have learned a lot of facts about cats. Whatever I didn't know, I'm still, you know, I'm learning as I go, but I've learned so much. And all the cat fun facts were like, okay, nod, yep, I got that. I remember hearing that. Okay, I don't think I heard from both the boys. Any more favorites? Alex, Gavin, do you have a favorite piece of advice?
I like the cats love sunbathing because it helps them stay warm. Plus, it's basically a spa treatment.
Oh, yes.
One of my favorites is cats prefer crinkly paper and bottle caps over toys because chaos is priceless.
Oh, yes. So true. Here's one of my favorites. I can't find the chapter, but I remember it. Sleep in impossible shapes. You know, people have had the saying cats are liquid.
Yes.
I actually had a show on that, too. It's hard. This book brings a lot of memories, which also makes it great. But I had a show like that, too. And cats just, they just make themselves fit anywhere. So,
yes.
Which is mind-boggling and so true. All of a sudden, you're looking down. And have you guys ever had Mr. Dill Pickles hide, like, in your closet and not realize he got in there and went to look for something and the cat just jumped out at you?
Yeah, he loves to hide in the bathroom. And whenever someone walks by, he'll jump out at them.
I'll tell you another favorite, because this and it actually happened. Which chapter is the one where the cat attacks your toes?
Not sure at the moment,
but I do know that when my wife and I were visiting their house in North Carolina last year, and we stayed overnight, Mr. Dill Pickles is such a ninja cat because I tried to close the bedroom door so he wouldn't get in, and I don't know how he did it. Literally within like a half a second, he darted in, and I didn't know it, and he's under the bed. All of a sudden, I hear this cat noise in the middle of the night. I realize he got in somehow.
That's clever. He's definitely good to give advice. You mentioned this in the book, but I can't recall the chapter, how cats like to attack things, especially toes. And they seem to be, you know, it's the middle of the night or early morning or right when you're going to sleep. And if you're moving around, you see something moving under the blanket, they're ready to attack. And, you know, hello, it's my foot, do not attack. But yep, they're very interesting creatures. All right, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to the authors of Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles. We're talking to John, Alex, and Gavin. So, gentlemen, we talked about this a little bit in the first part, but what made you decide, okay, I'm going to write a book and we're going to write it together? What was it? Did you get the cat? It was after you had Mr. Dill Pickles, I'm sure.
As you know, I'm the founder of I Love to Write Day, which is a grassroots campaign I launched in 2002 to have people of all ages spend time writing every November 15th. I believe that everyone should write a book, even a cat. And when my oldest daughter, Bonnie, was in college, we co-wrote a book called For God and Country. When there was a chance to write a book with two of my grandsons and Mr. Dill Pickles, I jumped right in.
And boys, what made you decide?
I wanted to write the book because I thought it would be a fun way and I've always wanted to write a book.
And I thought it would be a cool idea, and I've always loved writing, so I wanted to connect with my public.
Well, I admire all of you. You know, it's on my bucket list to write a book. I love to read, so it's on my list. All right, let's talk about some more about Life Advice with Mr. Dill Pickles. Do you think the book, now this is a little far of a stretch in a sense, but maybe not. I think that the one of the underlying messages for the book is that it can help people understand cats better, especially since you have the cat fun fact at the end of every chapter. So do you think by helping people understand cats better that it might help with cat adoption?
I think it could help with cat adoption, and showing how funny and cute cats can be, I think it could help people adopt cats.
Let's face it, cats need love, people need love, so it's win-win for everyone.
Exactly. You know what they say, you can't adopt one, you have to adopt two at a time. So does Mr. Dill Pickles have a partner?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, you guys, not everybody can adopt two cats at once. So mine came, I had one and then two came together and then another two came the other. But yeah, I had five at one time, but two were like community outdoor cats. Five and two dogs, a lot of fur in the house. But I always think that there is some truth to the fact that cats, the joy and the wonder of cats is that you don't understand them. And that's what makes them so special. And I think it's important to get that message out. And once people get the message, then they're like, you know, I have to look at it a different way because there's that misconception that cats are like small dogs. So I think your book can help people understand cats better and realize how quirky they are and fun. And, you know, they just have a lot of attitudes and their way of doing things. And it doesn't mean it's wrong. So that's one of the messages I kind of got from your book.
It's true. Cats do bring a lot of joy into our lives, don't they?
They sure do. And bizarre happenings, too. So everybody from, you know, I have a very large listening audience for Catitude, which I'm grateful for. Why should listeners read the book? Why should listeners read Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles?
Well, basically, it's perfect for cat lovers, humor fans, and anyone in desperate need of sarcastic life advice. Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles reminds us that sometimes the best way to face the world is with claws out, tail high, and zero apologies.
You know what? That needs to be on a t-shirt and a coffee mug.
Or a bumper sticker. What's some?
Sticker, something like that. Yes. That's a great way to put it. So if you could give, I know I asked a question like this earlier, but if you could give a person one piece of advice from the Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles, what would you tell them? It might not be your favorite, but one piece of advice from the entire book.
Oh, that's gonna, I have to narrow it down here. That you should understand that cats love to knock things over, especially if it's important to you. But you shouldn't take it personally, because gravity is a lifestyle choice for cats. If they see something on the edge of a table or a counter, they just want to jump up and push it aside. So don't take it personally, but cats do love to knock things over, as all cat lovers know.
That's very good. So let's talk about the future. Is there another book coming from Mr. Dill Pickles?
Yes, yes. Look for his next book
on Amazon in early November, and it'll be titled A Cat's Guide to Surviving the Holidays, a humorous yet insightful look at the holiday season through the eyes of a wise, sassy tuxedo cat, with lots of laughs and a sprinkle of advice about cat safety around trees, lights, visitors, and more.
Oh, yes, that's important. So can you give us a little, any kind of little hints on maybe one of the things you'll be discussing in your book?
We're going to be covering such things as lights twinkle and shock, why chewing wires is a bad idea, ornaments, shiny spears of doom, they're too much fun, and fake tree versus real tree, which tastes better. So we'll be addressing a whole bunch of cat holiday fun facts and laugh out loud tidbits.
Are you going to have any recipes for the holidays for cats?
Well, we're thinking about that. We've asked Mr. Dill Pickles if he had any favorite recipes, and he's kind of looked at us and said, meow. So I think that's a positive answer.
Yes, that's very positive. Is the holiday season, we're talking probably Christmas time, Thanksgiving time, is that Mr. Dill Pickles' favorite time of year?
Yes, it's his favorite. Once he gets through Halloween and he loves to dress up for Halloween, he's just ready for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and he even likes to ring in the new year with his little fancy hat on.
Okay, great. Well, we're close to Halloween now. So what's he going to be for Halloween?
Well, he's looking at maybe a Baby Yoda costume, but we're not really sure. He likes to change his mind at the last minute.
Oh, typical cat-like. So Mr. Dill Pickles is a tuxedo cat. Boys, if you were going to get a playmate for him, say, tomorrow, what type of cat would Mr. Dill Pickles get along the best with?
I don't know. Maybe another tuxedo cat, so they're similar.
So the colors match?
Yeah.
So just black and white. No ginger. No orange cats. What about Sphinx?
That would be a good beat. Yeah. I bet the Sphinx cat would also run or write a book as well.
You know, Sphinx cats are very high maintenance. I almost adopted one, and then I didn't think my cat crew would like it, and I was afraid he would get hurt. I have very unusual cats. Well, in my mind, but they're probably not. You think you'd get along with the Sphinx?
Maybe.
We'd have to read up on them first just to see what the likes and quirks are.
Right. Well, they're high maintenance. That's what I know of them. Gentlemen, you've written a wonderful book. Where can people purchase it?
Well, you can purchase Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles on Amazon, or you can visit the official website at MrDillPicklesTheCat.com. And in a few weeks, Mr. Dill Pickles will have his own line of merchandise, hats, mugs, and pens.
Well, that's exciting. And his website again is Mr. Dill Pickles, the cat.
Yes, MrDillPicklesTheCat.com. And we'll send you some of the merchandise as soon as we have copies.
If you get another cat, are you going to name him, I don't know, after another vegetable or condiment? Some people think of pickles as a condiment, which is not. It's a vegetable.
If we got a new cat, I would want to name him Cucumber.
Cucumber? Oh, so, okay. So we're keeping in with the pickle family.
Keeping in the pickle family, yes.
Yes. Dill Pickles, and then we have Cucumber, which, of course, are what pickles are made of. I love that. So, gentlemen, it's been so much fun having you on this show. Before we go, Mr. Dill Pickles looks like he is a very generous fellow. Does he do anything charitable?
He'll be donating part of the proceeds of his monthly royalties from Amazon to Cat Rescue Place, one in North Carolina and one in Delaware.
That's wonderful. Was Mr. Dill Pickles from a rescue?
We got Mr. Dill Pickles from a friend who had kittens.
So he's a rescue.
Yep.
That's a rescue, so which they're the best cats. Well, I want to thank you all for coming on Catitude and telling us all about life advice from Mr. Dill Pickles.
Well, thank you for having us. We appreciate it very much. Okay. And as Mr. Dill Pickles would like to leave with one piece of advice, he says, live long and meow.
I love it. That's another one that I would like on a t-shirt. Thank you so much to all my feline friends. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to check out this book. It's a really cool little book. And, you know, holidays are coming up. It makes a great gift. Life Advice from Mr. Dill Pickles by John Riddle and Alex and Gavin. And it's sold on Amazon. We will have all the information up on this episode's show page as well. And the website is MrDillPicklesTheCat.com. So thank you again so much for listening. Thank you to my guests for coming on Catitude. Thank you to my cat crew. That was very amusing as I read the book and said, yep, that's Dennis, that's Charlotte, oh, that's Molly. You know, everything reminded me of my cat crew. So thank you, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. And of course, thank you so much to my producer, Mark Winter, for working your magic and making every show sound amazing. Now remember, lose the attitude, have catitude.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.